Time now for sports. Hey, football fans, snap out of it. We're almost halfway through the basketball season. And despite, I'm getting choked up, the October Sports Illustrated cover declaring the Celtics a brand new green machine. They're nearly unstoppable. They won again last night, edging out Minnesota 88-86, but their 38-9 record will be tested once again tomorrow when the Celtics play the world champion San Antonio Spurs. Our own six-man Howard Bryant joins us. Good morning, Howard.
Well, I see you haven't stopped gloating over that Super Bowl victory.
There's more to come. For a few weeks, I will. Listen, are the Celtics as good as their record?
Well, they are as good as their record, and they're fun. This is a great story. Although some people would say that the city of Boston didn't really need any more champions, but...
They missed a big one last week. Boy, I didn't wait long to rub that in, but go ahead, yes?
A franchise as storied as the Celtics that has been on the mat for about 20 years, they haven't even been to the NBA Finals since 1987. This is an interesting story in Boston simply because they really did come out of nowhere. They made two big trades, acquiring Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. And now you're starting to see them play some of the best competition in the Western Conference, which is the superior conference. And so I think this is certainly going to be – it's a matchup I was looking forward to, even though two of the best players, Tim Duncan and Garnett, probably won't play.
Of course, Garnett has an abdominal strain. This could have a real effect on the game. And may I simply point out, too, that they are one defeat away from tying the record that the Chicago Chicago Bulls had.
I don't see the Celtics going 72-10 as the Bulls did. However, I think this is just a fun period of time in basketball because you've had the Western Conference be so dominant for so many years. And now you see some teams in the East that are actually very good. The Celtics are a very good team. The Detroit Pistons are a very good team.
They've won 36 games. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're great. And the interesting thing too is that now you have Shaquille O'Neal who's been traded to Phoenix and the Miami Heat, who just won the championship a couple years ago. They're 9-39. They're a horrible basketball team. And so I just think that we're going to have some fun basketball where you're going to have some parity. There's going to be a bunch of teams in it this year that could actually win.
Howard, thanks so much. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, and ESPN the hairspray. Oh, my gosh. And this is NPR News.